So, did you guys have fun out there? And what's it like to swim with the guys and be chasing down, or chasing down guys and getting passed by guys and all that other stuff?
Well, luckily I was last, so I didn't get passed by a guy, but it was a lot of fun. There was a lot of energy in the ready room, and it was just exciting. It's different, but it's pretty cool that this is going to be an Olympic event.
Because they put more importance on it tonight. I think like in 2015 there may be a little more of a novelty to it. And then tonight, knowing that it's going to be swimming 2020, does it put a little bit more importance on it?
I think it did. You know, before it was like, okay, it's just a World Championships event, and it's, you know, it's not an Olympic event, so it's not that big of a deal, but now it is, so we really have been putting a lot more thought into it, and it's more than just who has the fastest swimmers, it's who has the best strategy and who has the best order, and there are a lot, many more factors that go into it.
When were you?
Yeah, Caleb.
Yeah.
49.9?
Whoa. Yeah.
Where'd that one come from?
I don't know. I just want to do my part on these relays, and it was a lot of fun swimming with the girls. You know, everyone did really, really well. Matt was faster than he was in the final. Lily was 104.1. I didn't see Simone slip, but I didn't think we were going to go faster than what the prelim swimmers did, so that was amazing. You know, eight guys and girls from America in the two fastest times in the world.
Talk a little bit about the strategy change. In the morning, it was two guys up front, and Matt, you can chime in on this if you like to. Two guys up front in the morning, and then today you guys kind of switched it up.
Yeah, the original plan, I didn't find out until about a day before because Lily swam so well that I'd be on it, but ultimately, that's up to the coaches. I don't really have a say-so in that, but if you get put on, you have to do your part, and that's what we came here to do.
But it was a little unusual for you, though, to be having to overtake people, wasn't it?
Yeah. I haven't really swam against, you know, girls before, but it was great. Like I said, I just wanted to get in and get my hands on the wall for Simone.
You didn't feel any unfair advantage?
No, we got two guys and two girls, same as the rest of the world, so not at all.
Yeah, I was going to say, I think the coaches just really put all our splits together and tried to figure out the fast combination, and someone said that we're within 1/100th of a second before they swam their prelims and before we swam our finals, just on paper, putting those four athletes. And I think, like Caleb said, that's just pretty cool that we could have had two separate relays and just one-tuned it up there pretty, I don't want to say easily, but we would have one-tuned it. And that just shows awesome depth of USA, and that's just really cool.
The B team is almost like an A team.
Yeah. World records one day with eight different people. I don't know how often that happens.
Caleb, how are you feeling going into that big race tomorrow?
Oh, 100 free. I feel good. I'm excited about it. I got the morning off, but I'm excited for 100 free. Another chance to race. This meet's been a blast. I've had so much fun getting up and racing the rest of the world. Yeah. So it's been fun, and I'm looking forward to it.
Seeing some of what those other guys have done in the semis, what do you have to do to win that race?
Get my hand on the wall first, I guess. You know, everyone has their own strategy, but stick to mine and try to do what I can.
See you in a moment.
Yeah, thanks, guys.